says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Yes, a country boy can survive. Can survive. Here I am. This is James Kelso, your country boy, surviving up in faraway North Dakota, due north by many, many miles of Round Rock, Texas, where your Republic Broadcasting Network is also surviving. And that's where you can send your support, at republicbroadcasting.org. We're on the air for an hour, Monday through Friday, here this Wednesday, July 5th. Hope you had a good July 4th. I did, and so did my family. The news continues to be good for us patriots, so we'll try to cover as much as we can in a mere hour together. If you want to call in, you can, 512, that's your Texas number, 248-8252. Boy, the thing I noticed, the most obvious thing about the president's posting today on truthsocial.com, which is his communication channel between himself and all of us, is the way in which he has featured an incredible woman. Now, remember, he's got a pick of vice presidential running mate, and I dare say it ain't going to be Mike Pence. I don't know why I've got a sneaking suspicion that it isn't going to be Mike Pence. So who's he going to pick? And, of course, the world is his oyster right now. He is our candidate. Ron DeSanctimonious is dropping like a lead sinker. And if he hasn't already hit bottom. So there, that's it. Then there is no one else. No one else in the... It's Donald Trump. He's the presidential candidate of the Patriot cause. So who is he? And he will pick the vice president he wants. He will not be in the same situation he was in 2016. He really didn't have a clear chance to pick his own VP. He had to do some maneuvering. He doesn't need to do any maneuvering this time. He can go for it. Now, the woman who I'm about to play, I think, is on his mind as possibly his running mate in 2024, and that is Marjorie Taylor Greene. Carrie Lake, another woman, I think, is on his mind as a running mate. Who else? Those two, very prominent. Jim Jordan, very possibly. And what I'm noticing is who the president is putting up on the podium with him, who he is lauding from the podium, and those three come to the fore. There's an interesting twist here. Well, I'm going to play you. Now, this is what the president's putting up. He's putting it up on Truth Social. Let me see. Well, how many followers does he have right now on Truth Social? He's got, let me go up here to, let's read some of his timeless prose first. Let's see. He's got five. Oh, yes. The number's growing. It's growing now, folks. 5.67 million followers. So something's happening. 200,000 people have flooded in to follow Donald Trump in just a few days. So something is going on, something good. All right, listen to this. Listen to what the president writes. And then we're going to hear, he has put up at least like five or six posts featuring Marjorie Taylor Greene, South Northwest, Georgia, Congresswoman. She is a fighter. So let's see what else. First, let's read some of the things the president says here today. He says, going up, and it's dozens upon dozens of posts. A mere mortal would be happy with one or two posts in the day. Not Donald Trump. He is posting here we go. Let's find him. Here he's quoting Jim Jordan, putting Jim Jordan up. Thank you, Jim, he says, and keep up the great work. And he puts great in all caps and then puts three exclamation marks after it. That's the president. Three exclamation marks. That means I mean it. He puts the quote from Jim Jordan in. Every time they attack President Trump, he gets back up and keeps fighting. There's no one tougher. Okay. And here's the president writing to all of us today. As my poll numbers go higher and higher, the communists, Marxists, and fascists. Now, we want to add to that list. In a recent recital of that trio, he added the word mutants. I want to see that more often. Mutants. Tell me Merrick Garland is not a mutant. Tell me anybody in the Biden cabinet or Biden himself is not a mutant. As the communists, Marxists, and fascists get more and more crazy with their ridiculous indictments and election interference plans and plots, all controlled by an out-of-control and very corrupt Department of Justice / FBI, they have weaponized law enforcement in America at a level not seen before. That's a classic Trump phrase, at a level not seen before. Deranged Jack Smith, who is a sick puppet for A.G. Garland and crooked Joe Biden, should be defunded and put to rest. Republicans must get tough or the Dems will steal another election. MAGA. Yeah, it's pretty straightforward, isn't it? But he gets even stronger. He says up here is massive prosecutorial misconduct is currently taking place in America. This post is all caps with three exclamation points at the end. The weaponization of law enforcement cannot be allowed to happen. Crime and inflation are rampant. Our borders are open. Our elections are rigged. Our economy is in shambles. Our energy independence is gone. Our leader, in ironic quotes, is mercilessly mocked, and our country is being destroyed, both inside and out. Do the people of this once great nation even have a choice but to protest the potential doom of the United States of America? 2024. Now listen to this one. But, you know, when Ron DeSantis stepped into the octagon with Donald Trump, I mean, was he really thinking? here's a post 9 hours ago. Ron DeSanctimonious is getting absolutely demolished for yesterday's performance in New Hampshire. Now, I haven't seen this performance. I'm becoming aware of it only through the president's post right here. So apparently Ron DeSanctimonious, or as I like to say, Ron Disaster. That's something the president posted earlier. I wish it would come back. Disaster was in New Hampshire. And here's what the president says. No crowds, no enthusiasm, no interest. His campaign is in total disarray. He's hurting himself very badly for 2028. See? Loyalty does matter with patriots. And, you know, where did you hear this, that forecast made? On what radio show did you hear it months and months ago? This one. I said DeSanctimonious is destroying himself for 2028. He's finishing himself off, not just for 2024, because this clown show that he's staging, we're going to remember it. We're not going to go for him in 2028. And several other, you know, what do we call ourselves, talking heads on the radio, they, some that I really admire, for example, Wayne Allen Root. He's one of the greatest ones of all, greater than I am. Wayne Allen Root said this should be a Trump DeSantis ticket. Come on, this is the dream ticket. This is when DeSantis started swinging away at Donald Trump. Trump defended himself, and Wayne Allen Root's solution was, hey, come on, guys, come on. Hey, come on. Let's all hug. Come on, let's all hug. Get together here, and let's do a big bear hug, and we'll run together. Well, Wayne Allen Root got that one wrong. James Kelso got it right. There wasn't going to be any bear hug. And I said, DeSantis is going to get clobbered by Trump, and he's going to destroy not Trump, but himself. All right? I'll take that one. I'll burnish my... All right. There's another one by the president here that's pretty... Here's one by the president. He puts up four images of George Bush Jr., Barack Hussein Obama, Joe Biden, and then a picture of himself. And this is a post. This is not, he's not reposting somebody else's graphic. This is the president's graphic. So the four of them are all looking at us in front of American flags. You know. So George Bush, yes, George Bush says, I let Putin invade Georgia. He's talking about the Georgian Republic there in former Soviet Union, now the independent country of Georgia. I let Putin invade Georgia, says George Bush. Then I let Putin invade Crimea, says Barack Hussein Obama. Then Joe Biden says, I let Putin invade Ukraine. And then now I'm going to use a four-letter word here. Sorry. I mean, this is, everybody's doing this now. I mean, come on. It's you don't have to pretty up your language anymore. And then in front of the picture of a smiling Donald Trump, he says, I didn't let Putin do shit. Oh, and remember, the whole Russia lie was that Donald Trump was, you know, in bed with Vladimir Putin. The president straightens that out right there. Okay. Let's see. Here's a great one. Women will vote for Trump in 2024, and here's why. I may come back to that article. Let's see. But I want to get the quotes right from the president. Okay. Oh, you're going to love this one. This is a hot topic today. Now, he really goes there in this post. I mean, does anybody really believe that the cocaine found in the West Wing of the White House, very close to the Oval Office, is for the use of anyone other than Hunter and Joe Biden? But watch, the fake news media will soon start saying that the amount found was very small. And it wasn't really cocaine, rather common ground-up aspirin. And the story will vanish. Poof. Has deranged, now get this, he's really going there here. Has deranged Jack Smith, the crazy Trump-hating special prosecutor, been seen in the area of the cocaine? He looks like a crackhead to me. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if even I would say that. I don't know. I mean, this guy has things of brass. I don't know that I would be that that brave to say that. Very good. Very good. All right. So, here's another one. Get this one. This one is 4 hours ago. This is all from our president. Where are the White House security tapes? Like the ones I openly and happily gave to deranged Jack Smith, which will quickly show where the cocaine in the White House came from. Question mark, question mark, question mark. They already know the answer, but probably don't like it. Okay, so think about it, folks. Is there any piece of real estate in the world that has more cameras per square inch than the White House? We know there's a camera, at least one camera, in every room, probably several, and in key rooms, more than several. That we know that they are being recorded on the highest tech recording devices known to exist, 24 hours a day. So, somebody left some cocaine in the White House. We know that. Even the lamestream media is reporting that cocaine was found in the White House near the Oval Office. Now, let's go back to those cameras. Just show me the videos. Let's see the cameras. The camera will show when the cocaine appeared, wherever it appeared. It will show who left it there. Probably the kind of person that forgets his laptop at the laptop repair shop, or the kind of person who leaves his illegally bought handgun around and his hooker girlfriend throws it in the dumpster. But, you know, maybe it's Jack Smith. Maybe it's not Hunter. Maybe it's not Hunter. Maybe it's the big guy. The big guy snorting cocaine in the White House. That would explain some of his behavior, would it not? Okay. He's having fun here. All right, let's see. Now let's go to my favorite woman in the universe, Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't know. Is she my favorite woman in the universe? I think she is. Let's see. And the president, this is all stuff that the president put up. And we've got, you know, let me mention my producer. This show isn't so good that we have to skip my breaks. You can put, we got to pay for the Republic Broadcasting Network, boys and girls. So whenever my producer, engineer feels it convenient to put in a break to promote this show, not this show, to promote this network, let's go for it. And by the way, speaking of our sponsors, you know, you look at the sponsor for grass-fed meat that is on the homepage of Republic Broadcasting. Go for that grass-fed meat. I'll tell you what. I'm no medical advice here. I do not offer medical advice. I'm just telling you my own experience. I eat grass-fed beef, and I, on a keto diet, I have lost 30 pounds in 38 days. 30 pounds in 38 days. Folks, I'm a new man. Well, I'm less the man than I was 38 days ago. I'm 30 pounds less the man I was. Man, do I feel great. We got to stay healthy for this fight, folks. We'll come back with Marjorie Taylor Greene and more right after this break.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
There's a hole in this country where its heart used to be, and no glory is divided on fire in the street. They say building back better, make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say, stick your progress where the sun don't shine.
Hey, Lindsey Graham, put all that warmongering World War III talk of yours, put it where the sun don't shine with all the other stuff you put there. All right. Now, and you're going to hear my favorite woman, Marjorie Taylor Greene, talk about Lindsey, not in person. She's not going to mention his name because Lindsey's sitting right in front of her as she says these things about the warmongers. And Lindsey Graham is the poster boy. He is the poster boy for warmongers. So she's letting him have it. But let me just comment. We just heard an ad for a precious metals company sponsoring Republic Broadcasting. Look, folks, if you have any money, which is not a problem that I have, but if you have money in the form of like cash or bank accounts or something, you have liquid assets, I'll tell you, I looked at the current movement of silver and gold. And I'll tell you, this is just my opinion, but I've been watching this. I've been listening to Ron Paul talk about gold and silver for many, many years. And I'll tell you, I concur with those who say the breakout hasn't occurred yet. There is going to be, in my opinion, not offering any financial advice here, in my opinion, there is going to, I'll tell you why in a second, there is going to be a massive breakout, the price of silver and gold. And you say to yourself, well, wait a minute, why hasn't that occurred? If that's going to happen, Jamie, why hasn't that occurred? I think, no one knows the full answer to that. We know that the Chinese and the Russians are buying gold and silver hand over fist. Now, if you're buying, if you're able to manipulate the markets and others are buying hand over fist, those who have the power to manipulate the gold and silver markets, they're buying right now. Now, normally, when there's a massive amount of buying, the price will go up. I don't know how they hold the price down, how they suppress it. I think that's happening. Somebody who has the ability to do this is keeping the price of gold and silver down. And while they can keep it down, they are piling it up in their stores. And then when they take the lid off, it's going to explode. And of course, all those people now, where do you want your gold and your silver to be? Where do you want the gold and silver to be when the price explodes? If you're a world globalist manipulator, or just a big market, like, you know, Russia's, they aren't globalists, but they're big. You want to hold the gold. You want to have it in your vault. When it explodes, you can just sit there and go, yee-hee-hee-haw, hoo-yah, look at that movement today. Oh, whoa, look at that tomorrow. Oh, and I think that's coming. If I had money, I would put it in gold and silver. And I mean a sizable chunk of it, because I think it's going to go into the stratosphere. Like, I'll just give you, just looking at it. Gold just recently was at $2,050 an ounce. It's now at $1,926. That's a buying opportunity, folks. It was at $2,050 very shortly. It's now $125 below that. Silver was recently, as 6 weeks ago, was $26 an ounce. Spot today, right now, is $23. That's a buying opportunity. Buy on the dips. And I think it's going to go way above that. All right. So eat your grass-fed beef. Go keto. Go keto. Lose that weight. And get yourself some, those of you that have a few bucks, get yourself some gold and silver. Sleep better at night. All right, now let's go to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Let's find her over here. Now, I'll just start in. The president puts up post after post after post of Marjorie Taylor Greene, and let's listen to them. First, let's listen to the president, his personal appreciation of Marjorie Taylor Greene, and then we'll hear Marjorie, what he's commenting on, because Marjorie Taylor Greene had just taken the podium and said some wonderful things. Well, no, let's listen to her first. Here she comes. All right, I'll break here. I'll warm up my Marjorie Taylor Greene video, and you'll hear it right after the break.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Yeah, there are a lot of those little one church towns out here in North Dakota. A whole bunch of them don't even have a single church. Got to go to the next town to find a church. But this is God's country, and that's why we vote for, that's right, Donald Trump. We're going to vote for him the third time coming up here very shortly. All right, let's hear what Donald Trump thinks of Marjorie Taylor Greene. She lives in God's country in Northwest Georgia. That's up there where, have you ever visited the battlefield at Chickamauga? Civil War battlefield at Chickamauga? Boy, if you're ever in that neck of the woods, you want to visit that battlefield. It'll really make the hair stand up on the back of your neck when you walk through the, it's all preserved. You can walk through and the memorials there tell you exactly, you know, where the Texans fought in the Confederate Army and, you know, what charges were made. And it's unbelievable what our ancestors did. Can we rise to that level of courage? An open question. All right. So here's the president assessing that lady from Chickamauga, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Congressman, or as I call her, she's both the strongest person you've ever met, and she is smart as hell. I don't know if she gets credit for that. I'm not so sure, Governor, but let me tell you, she's smart. She's tough. She can do things that other people can't. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Now, you know, the president pays attention to crowd reactions to people he introduces.
He's just looking at his gameplay, and then he...
Sorry, that's me. He pays attention. So he's noticing that we, patriots, we love Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'll tell you this. Whoever Donald Trump puts on his ticket with him will be somebody that has wild approval from us. So he's introducing people and noticing, who do we really like? I'll tell you what. Marjorie Taylor Greene, perfect running mate. Wow. And then whoever he makes his running mate is in the launch seat for the 2028 presidential run. I would love to back Marjorie Taylor Greene for a 2028 presidential run. She's not a politician who's been in Washington for 40 years or 20 years or any number of years. She's one of us, and that's the kind of new MAGA Republican that we can support. So now the president's talking about her after she just spoke. She stood up to thank him and acknowledge that salute from the president. And now here are the things she said before him on the podium, the same podium. Here's what she said. Okay. And the president puts up four separate clips of Marjorie, not one, four clips. I think he's in love.
On his first full day in office, I introduced articles of impeachment on Joe Biden. We knew, you knew, America. We knew then what Joe Biden and his corrupt family were up to. Now I serve on the Oversight Committee, and under the Republican-led House, we have been able to uncover in just 6 months unbelievable amounts of crime and corruption perpetuated by Joe Biden, his disgusting son, Hunter, and his entire criminal family.
Show us what you really think.
Thanks to a brave whistleblower coming forward to Senator Chuck Grassley and Chairman James Comer, we subpoenaed a very specific form, Form FD-1023, which was generated by, in the FBI's own words, their best and most credible informant. The form directly implicates Joe Biden in a foreign bribery pay-to-play scheme where he and Hunter both accepted $5 million in bribes and payments in exchange for foreign policy decisions as Vice President of the United States. That's right.
She gives a big thumbs down.
By the way, this 1023 form totally vindicates President Trump's call with the president of Ukraine when he asked about Biden's crooked deal to get Ukrainian prosecutor Viktor Shokin fired. They should have never impeached President Trump.
Okay, there's that one. Now let's go to the next one. That was put up by the president. He liked that. I like that. You like that. Let's listen to more of Marjorie's comments standing right at Donald Trump's podium.
I've made a promise to my constituents, and I'll make this promise again to each of you. I will not vote to pass any appropriation bills that funds the two-tier justice system or the weaponization of the federal government. Not going to do it.
Not gonna do it.
In fact, I'll tear those bills to pieces and I'll encourage my colleagues to do the same. You see, when Republicans took control of the House, we brought back something called the Holman Rule, which allows us to defund any federal program or salary during the appropriations process. Believe me, I'm going to be using the Holman Rule a lot.
Yes.
I think a good person to start with would be Jack Smith, the leader of the latest witch hunt against President Trump, don't you? What about Jack Smith? Do you guys want to pay for his paycheck? No, you shouldn't have to.
No, that's Donald Trumpian common sense from Marjorie. And Donald Trump recognizes that. This woman thinks like me. Just cut off his paycheck, Jack Smith. Start there. Cut off his paycheck. And it's perfectly proper to do that. But, you know, the rhinos don't have the to do that. They never have. They never will. All right. Here she is. Here she comes again. I want this woman in the White House. I mean, I'm getting worked up here. I'm getting that Trump frenzy here.
Now, speaking of America first, while Democrats in Washington, New York City, and all over the country continue working to ruin President Trump's good name, I've been working with the GOP conference chairwoman, Elise Stefanik, to correct the wrongs of the past. President Trump's political impeachments, led by Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, and the Democrats, were so egregious that they must be erased from history. That's why Elise Stefanik and I together have introduced resolutions to expunge the impeachments of President Donald J. Trump.
I love her smile. Oh, she's waving to her supporters. What a smile.
He was innocent from the very beginning, but the Democrats were on a witch hunt, as they always are.
Okay, that's a good one, huh? Now you can see why the president is fired up about Marjorie Taylor Greene. Okay, here's the last one that he puts up right before that.
Cows and chickens.
That
sounds like a not bad of a life.
That, you know, when you hear little squibs of audio like that, that's me, you know, with my amateur production values. All right, here's the last one.
I'm proud to announce that I've introduced amendments to the NDAA to block funding for the war in Ukraine.
Woohoo!
The only thing our country should be doing is pushing for peace. Like
now, sitting right in front of her is the despicable Lindsey Graham, the warmongering weenie, who should be in Ukraine right now, wearing combat gear, and he should be on the front line. Leading the charge at some point of the Ukrainian counteroffensive. And please push him right to the front. I would support. That's one day in the Ukraine war that I would support. I'd support war for that one day when Lindsey Graham was in the front of the Ukrainian suicidal counteroffensive.
Like we had under President Trump. We had world peace for 4 years, and we desperately need it again. We must stop the warmongers, and we must stop funding a deadly and bloody war in Ukraine. That's right. The American people don't support a war in yet another foreign country. Do you? Do you support?
Now, by the way, let me share with you something I'm hearing from this genius, Marjorie Taylor Greene. She is a genius. And Donald Trump doesn't need to mess around with anybody but geniuses like himself. She's actually, of course, she knows to the bottom of her soul, she knows that that war is corrupt and she knows it needs to stop immediately. The larger mass of Republican voters are not there. yet. Many, many are. But you can hear her working the crowd. She's educating the crowd. She's moving their opinions. Listen to the way she does it. And that's another thing that Donald Trump needs. He's a peace president, but he needs a running mate, unlike Mike Pence, which was just in Ukraine cheering on World War III. Mike Pence, what do you want to call him? A puke? A rhino? Okay, we'll finish with her, and then we'll maybe look for some calls here.
The American people support defending our own border with our own strong military against the savage Mexican cartels. Some people in Washington think the best way to spend your hard-earned dollars is killing other people in foreign wars. I don't agree with that. I think those people have been in office too long and have forgotten how you feel. We're $32 trillion in debt, out of control inflation, and our economy, under Bidenomics, by the way, is a failing economy that has most Americans to the point where they can barely afford groceries, gas in their cars, or rent to keep a roof over their families and themselves, over their own heads. It's time to end the bloodthirst in Washington, D.C., because the American people don't demand foreign wars. The American people demand Washington put America first.
Oh, and the way she smiles at the crowd when they respond to her so warmly. She has a beautiful smile. She's a beautiful woman. She is a fighter. I'm telling you. Okay, you'll hear it here on this show. Kelso calls Green. Trump Green. Trump Green in 24. I'm calling it right here. Trump Green in 24. Oh, okay. What are the odds on that in Las Vegas? Maybe I could make the money that I could buy some gold and silver. How about that? All right, let's take a call. We've got Charlie in Florida. Charlie, what's on your mind, sir?
Oh, yeah, hey. I called a little early, but I'm glad you took the call. Listen, I wanted to comment on Biden there. You know, you were talking about he may be the one to be the guy that, you know, drop the cocaine or whatever in the White House.
Yes.
Here's something for everybody to think about, okay? We know he has apnea, right? And yet, I've never known him, I've never seen him as being overweight. Now, there's only two real reasons why people use an apnea machine. One is if they're overweight, and the other one is if they've burned their nasal passages out from snorting cocaine or other drugs.
Well, that's interesting. I've never heard that. And, Charlie, I don't mean to be rude. We've got another call behind you here, and I've run you callers up to the end of the show. I apologize for that. That's an interesting insight. Charlie, I appreciate it. Let's go to Mike in Kentucky.
I'll try to be brief. I think, you know, it looks to me like Trump's going to get it back in, but how can we hold his feet to the fire for some of the very important things that he didn't follow up on? And I followed it pretty close. I even filled out some of his reports for his effort to rein in social media. But, you know, remember how upset he was about being spied on. And Chuckie Schumer even threatened the president by saying he's not a smart businessman for messing with the intelligence community. They can mess with him six ways from Sunday. So how can we hold him to his efforts there on stopping all this mass spectrum spying that they're doing and all the corruption that can go along with that, which I think it's...
Now, when you say how can we hold him, you mean Trump?
Yeah. Well, how can
Mike, you don't have to hold Trump to anything.
No.
Donald Trump is on fire. And
yeah.
We're going to take a short break. Stay with me. We'll take a short break. And we'll be back, and I'll expand upon that matter that Donald Trump, just as he said, I am yours, Mike, your retribution. You don't need to worry about him like being asleep at the wheel or skipping a beat. He is going to come back in there blazing.
Well, there was a lot of talk of that before.
Nobody talking before was said Trump has now seen the full magnitude of the beast. And first time was very different. This is Trump 2.0. Stay with me, we'll be right back.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? every chance for the flag of the Liberty Bell.
All right, now we just got seconds left in today's show, so we'll have to fade on out of here. And my goodness, I just looked up Marjorie Taylor Greene.
That's what I wanted to talk about.
Well, okay, just give me a quick thought.
Did you see where they really trashed her for talking about her TV turning it on by itself? That's exactly what I'm talking about with Trump. And he griped about being spied on, and here we have all these devices.
Wait, hang on.
Around us.
You just heard
They're software defined.
Wait, Mike, you just heard the president in his own voice praising Marjorie Taylor Greene to the skies, okay? So that's not what you're talking about. Okay, now let me close out our call because I want to mention a few interesting things.
Well,
about
look it up and see how she was so trashed, and she's not wrong, and she's not paranoid.
Save your breath, buddy. Okay, now let's Marjorie Taylor Greene. She is an interesting woman. She's 49 years old. She has 3 children. She is from Milledgeville, born in Milledgeville, Georgia. Sounds like small town America to me. She ran a CrossFit gym. She was, you know, trying to run. She majored in business, and so she tried to set up a business, or she did set up a business. But she's not a politician. She doesn't come from money. She doesn't come from power. She comes from America, from Middle America. And from Milledgeville, America. And one little kind of like a little bump in the road for her here. She just coming out of college, is like a college senior. She married her husband, Perry Greene. Her maiden name is Taylor. Now, that's a very distinguished name anywhere in America. She's a Taylor. She married her husband, Perry Greene, but they divorced in 2022. So something went sideways there. That would be important to know, and might hinder her vice presidential elevation. But I don't see anything. Might elevate her, actually. And boy, I'll tell you what, she's got all the credentials, and she became politically active in 2016 because of Donald Trump. Nice. Well, we'll be politically active tomorrow night because of Donald Trump right here in the Trump Clubhouse. See you tomorrow night.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.